This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. War in Ukraine creates a planetary nuclear wake-up call. This week, the Nuclear Age Peace Foundation held a virtual presentation by Cynthia Lazaroff and Richard Falk about the nuclear dangers in Ukraine. They are both experts on the geopolitics of the Russian-Ukrainian conflict and the threat or use of nuclear weapons. Lazaroff described the current situation as a, quote, planetary nuclear wake-up call. She advised the only way to prevent one person or nine nuclear-armed countries from holding the whole world hostage and unleashing nuclear Armageddon is to abolish, eliminate, and ban nuclear weapons forever. If we survive this, we will have another chance to get this right and move as quickly as possible toward the total elimination of nuclear weapons, end quote. Lazaroff continued, "It is a moral and existential imperative that we support the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons. As the calls for more weapons and more defense spending rise across the U.S. and Europe, I have no illusions about the formidable obstacles in the way of achieving this. Our work in the peace and nuclear abolition movements may be harder now, but if we stand together, it will be easier," end quote. Lazaroff is an award-winning documentary filmmaker and founder of Women Transforming Our Nuclear Legacy. An expert on U.S.-Russia relations, including on the history, geopolitics, military, cyber, and escalating nuclear risks between these two countries, she has been engaged in Track 2 citizen diplomacy and mediation efforts with Russia since the early 1980s. Richard Falk warned of the demonization of Russians. He asked the audience to be careful with the words we choose and reminded us that even during the Cold War, Russians were not demonized. Falk is a professor emeritus of international law at Princeton University. In 2008, the United Nations Human Rights Council appointed him to a 6-year term as a UN Special Rapporteur on human rights in the Palestinian territories occupied since 1967. Lazaroff called for us to stand together. She spoke in support of Dmitry Muratov, the editor-in-chief of Russia's independent newspaper, Novaya Gazeta, and winner of the Nobel Peace Prize last fall. Muratov declared, quote, "Only a global anti-war movement can save life on this planet," end quote. Lazaroff said she learned on Monday that publication of the independent newspaper was suspended. However, quote, "We have to stand with Dmitry and build this global anti-war movement together." In conclusion, Lazaroff poignantly said, "Our work is more important now than ever," end quote. The presentation will be posted on the WagingPeace.org website. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information and to get involved, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Also, be sure to listen to our podcast each week on your favorite podcast platform.